This news update's being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Huron County Sheriff's deputies responded to a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of Elkton Road and Fillion Road in Chandler Township at about 7:10 a.m. on Thursday, February 6th. Investigators say a southbound SUV on Elkton Road slid on the snowy pavement as it approached Fillion Road stop sign and was unable to stop before entering the intersection. The SUV's driver told the deputy she tried to turn right onto Fillion Road, but continued sliding into the path of the eastbound car. The eastbound car was turning right from Fillion Road onto Elkton Road when it was struck by the SUV in the intersection. Both vehicles, a 2023 Ford Explorer and a 2012 Buick Verano, sustained functional damage, but there were no injuries reported. Deputies report both drivers were wearing safety belts and no citations were issued at the scene. And the Huron County Planning Commission has approved amendments to its ordinance regulating utility-scale solar and battery energy storage projects, advancing the changes to the Huron County Board of Commissioners for consideration. Approved at the Commission's February 4th meeting, the amendments require developers to enter into a community host agreement and submit project completion reports to the county. Under state law, such agreements ensure local governments receive $2,000 per megawatt of a project's nameplate capacity, even if developers seek state-level approval instead of local zoning. The meeting drew heavy public participation with residents voicing concerns about safety risks, impacts on farmland, wildlife habitat, emergency response burns, and long-term land use. Several speakers questioned whether one-time payments adequately compensate communities for projects that could operate for decades. Commission members debated whether to seek higher or recurring payments, but ultimately agreed that increasing costs could drive developers to bypass local review or raise electricity rates. The amendments were approved unanimously as written, maintaining the $2,000 per watt megawatt requirement. The proposed ordinance changes now move to the Huron County Board of Commissioners for review, with meetings scheduled for today, February 10th at 9 a.m. and February 24th at 9 a.m. in Bad Axe at the Huron County Building. Authorities in multiple Saginaw area communities are investigating a string of tire slashings reported this last week. Carlton Township Police say surveillance footage from an apartment complex captured a person damaging a vehicle's tire on night of Friday, February 6th. Officers found nearly a dozen cars in the area with punctured or slashed tires. Similar vandalism was discovered Wednesday morning at the VA clinic on Barnard Road, where Saginaw Township and VA police are now conducting a joint investigation. Anyone with any information is asked to contact their local law enforcement agency. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
It's been cold outside lately, but Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe has deals that are red hot. Now until February 28th, lease a 2025 Ford Bronco Sport Outer Banks for 39 months for only $379 per month. You get four-wheel drive, heated leather seats, a heated steering wheel, power seats, and remote start, all for just $379 per month. Need a bigger vehicle? You can also lease a 2026 Ford Explorer Active with four-wheel drive for 39 months for $431 per month. Enjoy heated cloth seats, power driver and passenger seats, a power lift gate, tailgate, second row bucket seats, standard third row seating, and trailer tow package. Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford has a deal that's right for you. Right now, you can purchase brand new full-size 2026 Ford Bronco Outer Banks 4-door 4x4 with heated leather seats and heated steering wheel, power seats up front, and color-matched hardtop with remote start and running boards, all for as low as $48,727. Or purchase a new 2026 Ford Maverick XLT Hybrid with all-wheel drive, spray and bedliner, and a 13.2-inch infotainment system as low as $34,554. Lease and purchase deals are using A to Z plan pricing with $2,000 due at signing, 10,500 miles per year. Leases are with lease renewal factory rebate and trade assist factory rebate based on credit approval. No security deposit required.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs. We're having a huge once-a-year Valentine's sale. From now until Valentine's Day, we're offering up to 50% off a large selection of stunning diamond engagement rings and wedding sets. That's right, up to 50% off on our gorgeous hand-picked selection. Whether you're looking for something timeless or a new trendy style, we've got a ring for every budget. At McKenzie Jewelers, we're also having a store-wide sale on our fine handcrafted jewelry. Up to 50% off a large selection of fine jewelry items throughout the store. So stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs today, and let's work together to find the perfect gift for her. Our sale runs now through February 14th. We can't wait to help you create the perfect moment this Valentine's Day.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Eggs.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Eggs, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years. While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with more news. American athletes are competing in high-stakes events today as the 2026 Winter Olympics enter their fourth day. Key events include the men's figure skating short program and men's slopestyle finals, where U.S. competitors are currently ranked among top contenders for the podium. The U.S. Olympic Committee reported high engagement from domestic fans, with streaming platforms seeing peak traffic during the morning sessions. Despite some logistical challenges in Italy, the American delegation remains optimistic about their medal count heading into the first full week of completion. The first BRICS Sherpa meeting of 2026 opened today in New Delhi, India. Representatives from member nations are discussing a framework for high-quality development, focusing on innovation, green energy, and more efficient multilateral coordination. China's Vice Foreign Minister, Mao Zhao, emphasized the need for greater BRICS cooperation to safeguard international fairness. The meeting aims to set the agenda for the upcoming summit and strengthen economic ties between the Global South's major economies. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, and by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Every February, the quiet town of Bad Axe transforms into the epicenter of one of Michigan's most powerful forces, Punchki Day.
I've been preparing for this all year. Cardio, strength, training, practicing my still-have-prune face in the mirror.
The Punchki migrate from the fryer to the display case in under 14 seconds. It's beautiful. I cried last year. Experts estimate Murphy's Bakery produces enough Punchki in one morning to fill a canoe.
We don't recommend canoeing in them.
I run a tactical Punchki acquisition team. We've mapped the bakery, entry points, flavor zones, escape routes. My cousin's on prune duty.
Not on my watch.
On Punchki Day, legends are born, diets are forgotten, and Paul becomes something more than a baker.
I'm just a guy with a fryer doing my part for the thumb.
This Punchki Day, witness the phenomenon at Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron, in downtown Bad Axe.
Murphy's Bakery, we bake fresh daily, and today we make history.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.